Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of the SaaS Marketing Makeover. I am very excited. I'm being joined by Cody Ward, Senior Director of Demand Gen at Connexium. Welcome to the show, Cody.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh man, dude, you're like alphaing me with the jersey in the background. This is already, I'm getting like bullied on my own show. Like all I have is art. You know, you're like the stud athlete over here. This is good.
Well, that intro was pretty sick. So yeah, following that.
Thank you. Well, I'm excited to figure out who we're doing today, because as always, I don't know just as much as you don't. So let's spin the wheel, Adam. Let's check it out. Okay, don't give me Cameo. Please don't be Cameo. Hosting, right? Is DigitalOcean hosting?
I've heard of them. Yes, I've used them.
Okay, that's even better.
Yeah, okay.
As I'm sharing my screen, when you use them, what did you like, what did you dislike, and why did you choose them? Let's start there.
Very easy, cheap, get set up hosting. Like it was, we wanted a site that would just fly. And so this was a very developers hosted world. Like this was a startup that I was working with. And I had a good experience with them. So this will be interesting.
Okay, so you spun up your website, your product. What did you spin up? You know what I'm saying? Was this the front end website? Is it for the back end? What was that?
Yeah, this is just the front end. So we use this as a marketing website. We were running a WordPress platform, and our developers wanted to go with it. And I was like, sure, as long as you give me the keys to WordPress, I'm game.
Okay, so let's talk about that. You said developers, right? And your developers wanted it, and it keeps saying developers, right?
It seems like they know who their audience is, right? Like they know who wants to use this thing and plug into it.
You know, I mean, I love that. Now, one of my curiosities, and I want to ask you, since you went through this process, why didn't you choose a Kinsta or a WP Engine? Because when you think about the hosting space, I think this is important before we dive into our strategy, the hosting space has become very much platform-centric. In other words, we're the best hosting for WordPress. We're the best hosting for Drupal. We're the best hosting for what's the new one that just came up that's all no code? Webflow, right? Like you know what I'm saying? You find like these like niches of the CMS you build on, and we're the best hosting for that CMS. And they're saying we're the best hosting for a persona, correct? I mean, that's kind of unique, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It feels like and I'm familiar with WP Engine. I'm big fans of them, and it's what I'm using currently in my last couple of companies. Very much WordPress only. That you know, that's what they're going after. This one felt kind of like you could build partitions. Like it felt like you were almost on a server as far as their UI. From my perspective as a marketer, I was like, I kind of feel like I'm a systems admin here when I'm not a whole lot of buttons, but you could get into it from the console.
Well, yeah, because let's say I am definitely not their audience. The second you start talking about droplets,
Kubernetes. Droplets, that's right. That's what they call the partitions, droplets.
Okay, so now we got these things called droplets. Kubernetes, I know, because we did everything for Sumo Logic. We got some people kind of in that space of like New Relic. But like, I would never think of that for my front-end website. So why do I need all of this for my front-end website, in your mind?
That's a good question. So the way we used it is we had a droplet for three droplets. We had one for dev, one for staging, and one for production. And so if you're trying to set up multiple environments.
This is environments, which WP Engine does, right?
That's right. Yeah, they do a pretty good job with that. But yeah, interesting.
Do you get where my brain's going? I'm just trying to figure out, but as DigitalOcean, why does a developer choose you over WP Engine? That's in my brain the question I want to know, because then I can double down on this developer-ness, their developer-centricness. We can double down on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, let's read further. So they've got so it's all cloud, right? It's
some static sites, deploy and scale. So
speed seems like a big thing that they're going after, right? The very first thing they said was minutes. There's another one.
And they use words like deploy, right? So they're using developer language.
That's right.
So what does a Kubernetes cluster do for a front-end website?
I have no idea.
That's what I get lost on, right? Like the specified size and location of worker nodes for like a, you know, any of these SaaS websites. So let's make sure everything's just web development, because it seems like to me, it's more than just web development, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you could probably launch your product on here, I imagine. I'm trying to remember. I think we used Amazon for the product, but there was a reason we had DigitalOcean to begin with.
They have an app platform though too, right? So they do have an app platform. So like you were talking about, fully managed solution.
There you go.
Provisioning, managing infrastructure, operating systems, databases, runtimes. Cool. Support all the frameworks. Okay, so we're a developer. They're going very feature-centric because they're saying, hey, as with our audience being developers, we're going to really, really focus on features.
I remember it being cheap.
Yeah, no.
Incredibly cheap.
Yeah.
Bare bones, like you're walking into a Costco versus you're in the warehouse of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at this, right? $5 a month.
Yep.
And you get a global CDN, automatic HTTPS. I mean, that's a deployment to GitHub and GitLab. Like, this is actually a pretty valuable offering, right?
Well, there's maybe one of the answers to your questions is why I go here over somewhere else. Like, if you're bootstrapping, cost is a factor. You might start here.
Yeah, run multiple instances. Horizontal. Yeah, I don't know some of the stuff they're referring to be honest. I'm not technical enough, but they're speaking to their audience. So if I don't understand it, it's actually probably a good thing, right? To a certain extent.
That's right. It's like one of those engineering problems you put up on a billboard and then hire the person that solves it.
Yep, no, 100%. And they have this great video. I just want to see this for a second.
Dear builders.
Oh, I like
that. We know that right now you're fueled by a dream. You're smart. Fast, working on 8 things
at once. The octopus arms.
It's cool.
On that next big app that's going to shape the future.
Okay, so the next big app.
DigitalOcean, we know that building, deploying, and managing your apps takes a lot more than just treading water.
So it's not just a front-end website solution, that's why.
That's right, that makes sense. That's what we used it for, but it seems like much more.
So now it is to build, deploy, and scale applications. Now we're also on their app platform, so that's what they're speaking to. I would have liked to see like a website platform, you know what I'm saying? But they don't actually use the word website anywhere. So it almost makes me wonder, I guess how you used it is different than probably their generic use case, to be completely transparent, I think.
That's right. I think you're right.
Because it doesn't, like, you guys must have used it for something you wanted to integrate to your product that you couldn't do on like a WP Engine type instance. And you need something that was more like interconnected, it appears.
I'll also tell you, we were extremely frugal. And
there you go.
Extremely frugal. And
so let's talk about this pricing. When you look at this pricing page, what do you think?
I think you got to know your volume, right? You got to know how much you're putting through this, how much you're utilizing the server for this to be helpful. I don't see any comparisons. They're not even trying to compare against, another, like a GoDaddy or a WP Engine. They're just going straight into, this is what we do, which is interesting.
No, 100%. And they're just giving you essentially like, it looks like you can upgrade the quality tune to host and scale applications like blogs, web apps, testing, and staging. It's because they're trying to do a web app environment. So it's if they use like a different programming language like PHP. It's like if you're using like, let's say a Node.js, it sounds like, and you're like tying it all in. I see what's going on a little bit. Okay.
I wonder how common droplets are. Like, do other companies use droplets? You know, I could see that as a positive or a negative. It's certainly, I kind of dig it.
Yeah, I guess it's like, to me, I'm just using the word instance in my mind to give myself like a frame of reference. I don't know if I like this pricing though, if I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, it's a little crazy.
They say easy to set up, but you're immediately like, choose your adventure. Here's 30 different options.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
Just get me going, and then, usage will dictate how much I use this thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think if I came to this, I wouldn't know how. Like right now, if I were a developer and I was fully educated, I understood it, I still don't know if I would know which one to choose.
What's the sign up? Is it freemium?
Let's go. Yeah, let's go check that out. Good question. And I wish this more of this branding was integrated. I like this branding they have here. I think it's cool.
Yeah. The first like the test, video. Are you a robot?
This is a tough one, man.
Create your account. What to expect? What do you expect? You just got to create it.
I don't know. I don't really feel like giving out my info.
They want you in the product immediately. It'd be nice if they showed you, you know, a little bit of the, you know, look around. Can you find the UI at all?
I was trying. That's what I was seeing in my head too, is like, how are we doing kind of developer-led growth here?
Mm-hmm.
I see how they have all these solutions. Oh, there it is, website hosting. So now maybe I can, oh my God. Okay, let's see if I can figure this out. I mean, these are all things I expect you to have. One-click apps, very cool.
Well, there you go, WordPress is important, Tom.
Yeah. And then talk to an expert.
It's interesting they have a talk to an expert form, but I don't see chat on there. Do you?
No, they don't have chat. That's a gap. This is where I think they get lost. Okay, so here's what I mean by that. Obviously, on the product pages, they're talking to a developer. I don't feel like they're talking to a developer anymore. Here.
Yeah, you might be right. Go look at the developer page. Do they use the call to action, talk to an expert, or are they assuming you're kind of the expert here and you're just going at it? Just like, go. The other one's like, yeah, let's help you set this thing up and do it for you, depending on who's coming in.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, build your streaming service on DigitalOcean.
I would think someone like me, if I'm going to DigitalOcean comparing you, I would want to probably talk to someone and ask a bunch of questions.
Yeah, same. But I'd be okay doing it over chat because all the other hosting companies have programmed me that the only way to talk to them is via chat.
Yeah, 100%. Plus, I want to know now. If you're at their site and you're like, I'm in the mode, teach me. I don't want to wait.
And like, this is a weird question. Like, what's your monthly spend? Spend on what? Marketing, advertising, hosting?
It's a good question.
So I think it's a little bit weird. And what's your timeline for deployment? But your monthly spend is weird. Are you asking for salaries, cost of my engineering team, how much I currently spend on hosting? I think that's a gap.
So you think most of their people are migrations, like not a net new app development, or this is someone coming over from another platform?
Well, if it was migrations, I would hope they would talk about migrations. I don't really see a lot of that.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of outcomes.
So I guess the reason you and I are struggling with this, if I'm thinking, Cody, and the reason we're struggling is, number one, we're not developers. I think you can program a little. I can write a little, but I'm not great. Okay, so we're not full-time developers, number one.
That's right.
But number two, we're not used to such choose-your-own-adventure infrastructure in the modern SaaS startup of today. Do you get what I mean? Like,
yeah, you got to kind of guide them along a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, look what this. They do gaming, video streaming, web and mobile, website, cloud VPN, big data computing, startups. I don't know how the hell that's a solution. SaaS development, agency and web dev shops, managed cloud hosting. So, like, startups, agency and web dev, and managed cloud hosting providers, put me under use cases or users or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we just need – and there's more solutions somehow here. See what I'm saying? See all these crazy – oh, they do kind of organize it. They should organize it in their menu then.
Yeah, I've done that before, and that seems to work for the users. Is you've got here's your personas and audiences. Like, you don't call them that, but here's the people you're trying to, you know, educate on your product, and then here's maybe the industries, and then here's ultimately what you're trying to accomplish.
So who are they competing with in your mind?
Because it's not GoDaddy, that's for sure.
No, it's not GoDaddy. It's not the self-serve, like, people. And it's also not – is it really AWS, though? Like, is there another mid-market type player? Do you know what I'm saying?
It could be.
Cost-effective and better than AWS. But, see, everybody's developing on hosting on AWS now, so it's probably easier just to go straight to AWS, right? I wonder if we can find someone. Let me see if I can – Let's look at the other product because they had a. They also, if I was DigitalOcean and I have all those products, I would break it out a lot more too. Do you know what I'm saying? I'd have DigitalOcean Kubernetes, DigitalOcean.
What category is Droplets in, just for fun? They're in the infrastructure.
So UpCloud, Linode. Okay, so I did everything for Linode. That's who they're reminding me of. Yeah, so, but Linode is like, you know, pretty old school, like dev first kind of hosting company. And we were competing with DigitalOcean the whole time. And DigitalOcean's a monster. They're really big. I'm just trying to figure out. See, now they're
superior.
Yeah. Contact sales, but start now.
So they're going after SMB market instead of developers. It's interesting.
They don't have a very good brand, if I'm going to be honest.
Oh, there you go.
Designed for developers. Huh. Yeah, I guess what I struggle with on DigitalOcean is just what they are, if that makes sense. Like, it seems like they're the developer cloud, but I would like for them to maybe take all these different products and then communicate how that's one DigitalOcean product, if that makes sense.
I think sometimes SaaS companies are afraid to show their UI because I don't know that they're either embarrassed by it or it's outdated or they don't think it resonates. But I feel like it gives buyers comfort sometimes when you're like, here's the experience you're going to get. Because right now you'd have to go and sign up and then you'd kind of be dropped into it. And at that point, you know, are you going to get a drop off of people who aren't quite that committed yet? Because now you're like, I don't know. You signed me up for this platform and I'm just in research mode.
See what I would do. I'm going to give them some practical advice, Cody, because I think we can do it better. So
we're going to help them.
I would go like this. I would go products within what should we call their platform?
I don't see the infrastructure category, the infrastructure as a service category.
Okay. We can go like, we'll call it the submarine platform this way. Because they love the submarine. We'll just play with it, right? So we'll go products within submarine. Yeah. And then we would essentially put over here on the left side of the menu, which I wish I could do, over here. I would call DigitalOcean platform and it would be called submarine. And then within submarine, you get all of these things, but then you can tell the story of a platform and then the products within the platform. And then I would add another little label here that I don't have that would say use cases or something. Do you get what I'm saying? But like,
yeah, well, it'd be cool to say try submarine, you know, take it for a drive.
100%. And then you could literally do a whole thing, right? When you go to sign up where the submarine's like going, it's like a submarine going through a three-step process, right? Like you could do a really cool thing here, but I'm not getting any, like when I go to create an account, how long is it going to create an account? What does it look like? I'll maybe overlay this. So maybe the background here is the UI of the product instead of a design. And I can see what the next step looks like. So it's like a little faded out, you know, and once I fill out this form, I'll be able to get into it kind of thing.
That yeah.
I agree though. I need to see what it looks like, if that makes sense. All right, Cody, let's look at this. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's so confusing to like which one do you need, right? The CPU optimized, the memory optimized, or the storage optimized? And what if I need two of them? So if I want memory and CPU, can I have both? Or am I getting all of these from a dedicated? Oh, it's from a dedicated. So do I need a dedicated CPU or a shared CPU? That's the question. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and maybe you know. Maybe as you're coming. Oh, there you go. There's some comparisons.
This is cool. Cloud Spectator. Let's see what they got here.
Oh, yeah. Why was that hard to find?
I don't know.
I lead with that.
I would totally leave that, especially if you're beating everybody, right? Okay. Like, and I would link to the report, see how it goes to their website. They should go to their report. So I end up here. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So now I'm here. And now I'm learning why. Yeah, see, this is better. This is way better. Now I'm starting to learn what it does, why, value. DigitalOcean's cheap. You're spot on, man. You know, 15 and 10 versus 20, 23.
Well, yeah, and if you're going to do a matrix, focus on that. You get all of this power, all these capabilities for a fraction of the cost, and we'll give you scale. Like, that's where you start to signal you can get the dedicated, or you can get the premium, or you can get, you know, the submarine that has wings and can fly up into the sky. I don't know.
No, 100%. Now, if we go back to what you and I have noticed, right, in trying to learn this brand and understand what they do and how they're resonating, they speak to developers, and developers frankly choose them, it appears, because they trust them. It sounds like, we'll get to community in a second, but it sounds like they're affordable, right? They're cheap, right? That's one of the reasons you chose them, correct?
Cheap and easy, yep.
When you looked at their pricing, did any of it appear to be predictable to you?
No.
It was all variable, right? It seems highly variable. So I would maybe replace the word predictable and focus, I think, on the biggest value prop, which they're not, which was
scalable,
affordable.
Affordable. I think affordable, and then somewhere in there, you got a signal. Because cheap can be synonymous with small. And if you're a startup and you're thinking, I'm going to be that unicorn, you're going to pick a platform that allows you to scale.
I feel like they have scale. I agree with you. Scale's critical. They just don't mention price anymore. Like, they leave, like, I feel like they're scared to talk about price, and they have to say leave complex pricing structures behind. I don't know what the other industry does, but I wouldn't say when I look at their pricing, this does not seem like they've left complex pricing behind, right?
It doesn't.
Like, so maybe they're better than everyone else, but I wouldn't say, I would say like industry leading pricing maybe. So that
they're,
we're not,
they're the Southwest of web hosting and platform and product hosting, right?
Yeah, they're not Spirit. Like, whoa, okay, we're not saying you're Spirit.
That's right. But
you're approachable, you're scalable, you're functional, you go to a lot of different cities, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have a lot of
things. You get pretty much where you want to go. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I think it's a, you can test, see, and a lot of their site has these things that are cool and they're like hidden. Like, this test speed thing's pretty cool. Maybe, well, like,
maybe what's missing is community their resource center? Like, if you're trying to learn more, where is all this stuff?
Okay. So yeah, like tool. I mean, they got some really cool marketing in the sense that they have some really good tools. Like, they're saying words I don't even know, which definitely means it's good for their audience. Like, I agree, though. Like, I feel like it's a lack of information architecture, potentially, that's getting them in trouble, man. Because they have all this awesome content, right? Like, the like this stuff like that we're talking about. And then I don't even remember the comparison thing. You remember that we found earlier?
Oh, yeah.
And all of it's hidden. I can't even refine it at all. I don't know where to get it. I feel like we just need to do a better job of really understanding the exact information that separates us from the market. And I feel like they don't really – they haven't done that, if that makes sense.
Go to their customer section. Maybe that's an answer to, you know, find people like me.
So. They're not really very big customers. Oh, there's one.
I like that graphic.
It is cool. Someone could understand it. Resources. It's big. It's detailed.
That'd make a nice summary infographic, because it kind of looked like they were teaching you how to go through the migration. Yeah. How they got from where they were to where they are. That's a cool story.
It's good. I like that. I think it's dope. I think their content is good. I think it's probably what they're good at, if we're being honest. Like, it seems like they put a lot of money with Laravel and Inertia, and then it seems like they put a lot of money into their content. And it's a big part. I struggle to think they've organized their most valuable reasons for why you choose DigitalOcean and organize them in a way that allowed me to convince myself, as I think the way I'd say it.
Here's what I was wondering is how are they getting in front of developers, right? They've got some events, some meetups, some, like, how are they, you know, hitting the street, so to speak, and being like, yeah, we're a choice for you.
I say, well, they're gonna manage it. Just see at least kind of how they've been going about it. In the meantime, you can see, how to code in Node.js. I mean, it's tutorial, title tags are tight, H1s are tight, internal linking's tight. I mean, they have a lot of it kind of done right from a high level, and they have a lot. Oh, okay, this is a good subfolder organization. 653,000 views, not bad. And then within this, it looks like they niche. So how to code in Node.js. Let's see if they keep that subfolder infrastructure. Now it goes back to tutorials, but still. And then if I sign up, where do I go? Okay, cool. So I still go back to here. And now they have, this is pretty good content, man. Like with the full, like this is very outcome oriented content. You know what I mean? Like you could follow this process and accomplish something.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Once you're in the submarine club, right? You can go in and get the answers that you need to set it up your way.
100%. Let me see. Yeah, I mean, and is this all in a folder? Let me see. Community, yes. Let me see. I'll answer your question on how they're getting traffic in a second. So I'm actually kind of curious myself too. Now, here's one thing I hate, and I'm gonna be honest. I hate the separate menu. So I love you now, right? I'm convinced I want to hire DigitalOcean, but I want to learn more about their product. How do I – oh, I got to find it here. Do you know what I'm saying? To get back to this menu?
Yeah, they downplayed the brand. I wonder if they did that on purpose. They're trying to be like, you know, come to this for the developer community, and we're going to take a step back and just try and educate.
Which I'm totally cool with, but I don't think we should remove links to our product, so or else it's hard to keep funding the community if I can't directly connect the community to revenue, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Greg's
yeah, is that they're really, really small.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. Droplet, SFTP. I mean, yeah, man, they rank for everything. But I think it's the community that ranks for everything. So, like, they got 613,000 traffic.
That's a phenomenal strategy for any SaaS company, is go to where your key users are, build a community, participate, add value. The dividends come back.
No, 100%. They've done a great job here, and they really focus on developers. They went so heavy on features and everything DigitalOcean can do. I don't know if they focused their messaging back to developers and said, here's exactly why you should choose us. And that's kind of the part I feel like I'm missing. But look at that. 509,000 of the 600 and something thousand come from the community subfolder.
Mm. There it is.
It's obviously working. If this is the most successful part of my business, I'm not going to disconnect it from my product. Menu. Oh, they do have an app platform. See what I'm saying? Like they do. See what I'm saying? Like everything's just not integrated.
Well, I don't know. It would be cool. I mean, if you're helping all these companies launch an app and platform, like, that would be a kind of almost like a product hunt, like message board, right? Where you're like, here's a new customer. They've got zero subscribers, but they're a customer of ours, and we're featuring them for the day on our section, right? On this community. Because then everyone's going to want to be a customer, because then you can ride the airwaves.
I like that. I like that. If you literally could build – so if you were in the DevOps space and you use DigitalOcean, you could get featured by DigitalOcean, and then choosing DigitalOcean could be part of your lead gen strategy.
That's right. Who wouldn't sign up for the company that's going to help you with some promotion? Says the marketer in me.
No, that's brilliant, Cody. I think you're spot on. So taking this, stepping back, are you ready? I'm going to give you a CMO hat, Cody. Congratulations. You've been promoted. You're now a CMO of DigitalOcean. Sorry, Connexium. What do you do? You got three things you can do. What are the three things you're going to do kind of first 12 months?
I focus on offers. focus on what else you can get people to, you know, give them value to get them in the door. Play around with not just sign up, but other ways of showcasing the product. If you either want to do it all yourself and just want to jump in with 2 feet, that's one thing. Give them the option to do that. If you want a guided tour, give them an option to do that and then meet them where they are. I think you celebrate your customers. You celebrate them big and you celebrate them across every channel that you have, especially the ones that are in the higher, you know, higher end of or, and maybe even some of the net new ones that could just benefit from it. And then keep going with the community. That seems to be working. The traffic's there. Stick with the developers. There's a lot of advantages to staying with one focus and driving and making sure you've saturated that market.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. I think if I were them and I was got to work with them, I think what I would do first and foremost is I would organize everything. Like right now, I don't think I have a clear understanding of exactly how the product fits across all its different use cases and its users. So I think really honing in that would be really important. Number one, number two, I think I could tighten up the pricing. I think if the pricing, as complex as it is, I think is a little overwhelming for somebody. Like, because the pricing's complex, I don't know if you can do developer-led growth with complex pricing. Because it's such a roadblock in a developer's mind that I've seen, is if they don't understand what they're signing up for, they're not going to invest in deploying something on it and actually using it. So I think getting a little bit more accurate, simple, forecastable, understandable pricing in place. And then I would launch as a platform. I would put the DigitalOcean product lines, use cases, and features and solutions under a platform. I would re-interview all my customers, and I would rewrite all the dang copy of that website to focus just on what developers want. Is it predictable pricing or is it affordable pricing? Is it scalability or is it scalability in these three areas only? Like I just think there's not enough nuance. There's no restraint. It looks as if we're trying to get market to every developer in the world, except a type of developer. And I think if we zone that in, we could raise our average order value, lower our customer acquisition cost, and get a little bit more traction. So,
that's yeah. Right.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Cody. You did amazing. So thank you so much. And that, everybody, is another episode of SaaS Marketing Makeover. And thank you, DigitalOcean, for being our muse. Bye, everybody.